Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are officially 1 month away from the primaries here across the state of Kansas for Republican and Democrat candidates, as many election offices in each county say they're also looking for election workers to help out during the day. As one of the biggest counties in the state, including Sedgwick County, says that they're still looking for near 25 individuals to fill various roles within the county, saying the county has been expanding, adding near 28 new polling places within the county for this year alone, and have been looking to help fill those positions to help out. Other counties have also announced the expansion of their polling places within their areas and have been looking for volunteers to help fill those slots for both primary day coming up in August and the general election in November. For more information on where you can find your polling places, or if your county may be looking for volunteers during Election Day, you can go to the Kansas Secretary of State's website and look for the Election tab. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We met online. His job kept him busy. We never had a chance to meet in person. Then he told me about the investment opportunity of a lifetime. He said he loved me, so I sent him my money. I lost everything.
Romance scams posing as investment opportunities cost Kansans thousands every year. If you are the victim of investment fraud, contact the Kansas Department of Insurance at smartinvestks.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
The nationwide retailer of Target says that all their locations, including ones here in the state of Kansas, won't be making payment changes as of starting July 15th, saying they will not be accepting personal checks any longer at the retail store. KSNT News reports that the nationwide retailer announced the plans to stop accepting those personal checks as of July 15th, saying that there was a lack of shoppers that still utilized the payment method, saying, quote, due to extremely low volumes, we'll no longer accept personal checks starting July 15th. We have to take several measures to notify guests in advance to aid an easy and efficient checkout experience. The retailer went on to say that it's an ongoing trend that we're seeing it nationwide, with even the Federal Reserve saying that there has been a steady decrease in the amount of individuals using personal checks that have been writing them over the past few decades, with recent data showing only roughly 12 billion checks written in 2021, down from 20 billion in 2015. Retailers say that they are trying to focus on using digital wallets and credit cards at checkout. Mid-America Network News.
For safe summer driving, save now on a new set of BF Goodrich tires at Mike's Okie Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through July 15. Check out this offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. BF Goodrich, what are you building for? Now offering up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card on qualifying purchase from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Omaha Supernovas hold the title as the first ever champions of the Pro Volleyball Federation. The franchise is taking their title on a trophy tour across the state and recently stopped in Hastings. Part of that is due to the franchise's director of corporate partnerships, Murphy Maurer, being a Hastings native. Here's what she had to say to KSNB Local 4.
Everyone around here has been so receptive, and I like to think that a few of my family, friends, and people that I know are Supernovas fans because of me, but also because we're an awesome organization, and we're enhancing women's sports, and we're the first pro team in Nebraska, and all of these wonderful things.
In other news, the FBI of Omaha announced that they had been looking for a man they called John Doe 48 back on June 26th. The man they called John Doe 48 was believed to have information about the identity of a child victim in an ongoing sexual exploitation case. On July 5th, an FBI Omaha spokesperson announced that John Doe 48 has been identified and located. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Authorities releasing no new information as of Tuesday morning regarding a Blue Rapids man who was reported missing as of last Thursday evening. 36-year-old Cameron M. Shoptees was last seen at 709 Chestnut around 10:30 p.m. that evening. And Saturday morning, the KBI was called in to assist in investigating his disappearance. They sent a news release then Sunday afternoon seeking any information as to his whereabouts and anyone who might have additional information related to the incident. A black 2008 Chevy Colorado may have been associated with the case. Foul play is suspected in the matter, and authorities have asked the public call 1-800-KS-CRIME or can leave anonymous tips online through the Kansas Bureau of Investigation as the investigation is ongoing. Estimated assessed valuation of Marshall County properties as of July 1st are down $1.3 million from 2023, expected to come in at nearly $216 million. County commissioners have been accepting budget requests ahead of preparing the 2025 budget. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business, with Marshall County unanimously approving sharing a portion of federal land money with Bigelow and Blue Rapids Townships and Blue Rapids City again this year, as they have in the past. Nemaha County Commissioners at last week's meeting advised the sheriff they were still considering his request to add an additional $80,000 to this year's budget in order to increase law enforcement salaries. A road cost share resolution was reviewed and passed unanimously with attached community cost share program documentation. They signed a letter of concern regarding a potential transmission line corridor that would pass through Nemaha County. After discussion regarding insurance options, renewal with the current carrier was approved. It was noted the difference in total price per policy does not make up for working with local businesses and the differentials between options. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair is Tuesday at the Washington County High School. KNDY will be on hand recording 4-H youth and leaders, with those reports airing during our live coverage from the Washington County Fair July 16th through the 20th. Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring the City of Washington move rubble from the teardown of the former City Hall, which was completed late February. After it was discovered that it could not be used by road and bridge, it was taken by a contractor to a location at 15th and Madison Road. Potential asbestos contamination, because it was not tested, raised concern by the state agency, which is forcing removal to a site near Salina. The city asked for allowance to test materials at the current location, but were denied. It's estimated that cost involved could be some $175,000 for a licensed contractor, with an additional $45,000 in landfill fees, adding to a total cost of some $220,000. The nearly century-old vacant building was demolished, as it had deteriorated over time and multiple efforts to sell or restore the structure had not come through. KNDY and the Marysville Advocate will host an election forum for candidates this Wednesday evening, 7 till 9 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. The forum is to prepare voters for the August 6th primary. Early walk-in voting begins July 17th. Mail-in ballots will go out as well. There are Republican primaries races for Districts 2 and 3 County Commissioner, Marshall County Sheriff, District Magistrate Judge, and legislative races in the Kansas Senate. Public is welcome to this candidate forum Wednesday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. Blue Rapids is hosting another candidate forum Sunday afternoon, July 21st at 3 p.m. at the Community Center prior to the annual Marshall County Fair Parade. Leo J. Schwartz, age 85, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 7. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Leo Schwartz. Albert F. Olberding, Jr., age 80, of St. Benedict, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial at St. Benedict. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Albert Olberding, Jr. Vincent R. Vince O'Toole, Jr., age 43, of Marysville, passed away June 14th. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, July 10th, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Private interment at the Marysville City Cemetery at a later date, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Vince O'Toole, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, pulled pork sandwich, baked Lay's, garden blend, and applesauce. TNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Staying much warmer throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. And still more sunshine throughout the day on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature early July, 91. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 69. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:09. It's 61 degrees again with sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The 4th Annual Seneca American Legion Riders Chapter 21 Smoking Hogs Barbecue Competition and Bike Show rolls into Seneca Saturday, July 13th at the City Park. Show off your ride as the American Legion Riders Bike Show is back this year with over 50 bikes lining the streets around Seneca City Park. Multiple class awards, $25 entry fee with registration opening at 10 a.m. 12 hours of live music starts in the morning with local performers and Nashville recording artist Jay Bragg headlining that evening. You be the judge as local barbecue competitors vie for the title of Best Ribs in the People's Choice Rib Judging. $15 gets you a plate, but a limited number of spots available, so get there early. Ribeye sandwiches, hamburgers, and hot dogs will be served at noon with the beer garden opening at 10 a.m. A free will donation barbecue dinner will be served at 5 p.m. Vendors available all day and fireworks firing off into the night at 10 p.m. Live music, great food, and a fun time will be had at the 4th Annual Seneca American Legion Riders Chapter 21 Smoking Hogs Barbecue and Bike Show Saturday, July 13th at the City Park.
from ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. The quest for 25 continues. 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic cruised to a straight sets victory over world number 15 Holger Rune to advance to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon Monday night. Rune's supporters stretched out his name, which sounds similar to boo. And Djokovic, during the on-court post-victory interview, let the crowd know he wasn't about to tolerate any disrespect.
To all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night.
It didn't matter if Rune's fans were simply showing their support or trying to rattle Djokovic, the Serb won easily. American Taylor Fritz rallied from down two sets to Alexander Zverev to advance to the quarterfinals. Baseball, Reds hosting the Rockies. A big night for Cincy outfielder Reese Hines in his big league debut.
Kinley to the plate. Hines drives it high and deep to left field. Well hit and way out of here into the second deck. Reese Hines unloads with his first big league home run.
The call on WLW, that made it 3-0. Hines also doubled en route to a 6-0 Reds win. The worst in baseball, White Sox took the visiting Twins to 11 innings this time before losing. Brooks Lee delivering an RBI single.
And a pitch lined into center field. That's a base hit. Kep's going to score. Buck make it all the way to third base. So the Twins, first and third, one in, now lead 7-6.
The call on TIBN, 8-6 Twins, your final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The biggest celebration in Northeast Kansas is Skyfest Marysville, July 13th and 14th. On Saturday the 13th, gather at Lakeview Sports Complex for kids' activities, delicious food vendors from around the area, and live music from Elliot Burns at 4 p.m. That evening, Kansas native and Billboard recording artist Logan Mize headlines Saturday night's entertainment. She calls me bang. The biggest choreographed fireworks show lights up the night sky at dusk with a hot air balloon glow that evening. At 6 a.m. Sunday morning, catch the breathtaking balloon ascension and airplane show while enjoying breakfast at Marysville's Municipal Airport. Skyfest Marysville, where the sky's the limit, July 13th and 14th. For more information, go to Visit Marysville on Facebook or Instagram.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors awake to new record highs for the S&P and the NASDAQ composite, the former a tenth of a percent higher Monday, the latter picking up more than a quarter percent. The Dow was the outlier, giving up 31 points yesterday to close at 39,345. Records were also shattered at the nation's airports over the July 4th holiday. The TSA screened more than 3 million passengers Sunday, 35 every second, the highest one-day total in the history of the TSA. Travelers to Spain, though, have been met with an unpleasant surprise. Protesters have been spraying water and throwing soda cans at visitors and shouting, "Tourists, go home." Locals complain that they're being priced out of living in Barcelona. It's plastic cash or crypto at Target. The mega retailer says it'll no longer accept paper checks because so few customers are still paying with them. The Federal Reserve says that only about 12 billion personal checks were written in 2021, down from 20 billion 6 years earlier. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Well, we can blame the boys on the Board of Trade and Mercantile Exchange for a mess that we have. The price of our grain and what it's done in the last 30 to 45 days, almost unbelievable. What they do, though, is believable. There are some problems with yours truly. We plant too much. I've said that for the last 40 years here on the broadcast. It reminds me of the story. It's not a story, it's a real deal. One of our counties in the state of Kansas, I know which one it is, but I'm not going to say, used to have a sign out in the ditches in their county that said, prohibited to farm the right-of-way. As if we didn't have enough farm ground to bust our price anyway. And that's kind of what we're doing again. Corn planting, friends, going crazy. Corn planting higher than anyone ever thought it would be. Corn stocks, same thing. Stocks, let me tell you something, the trade was guessing it to be total stocks around 4.8 billion. USDA came out and said it's right at 4.993. On farms, we have corn on farms, 3.03 bushels, needing to be sold, but the farmers are waiting for a better price, and I can understand that. I'm waiting with some of my wheat. What are we going to do? Let her go down some more, I guess. Talking
about it more here. Washington County Fair, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. This year's fair runs July 16th through the 21st. With check-in of exhibits Tuesday, July 16th, beginning at 4:30. Open class entry till 6:30, 4-H till 8. Judging gets underway Wednesday with a ranch rodeo on Thursday evening at 8, along with Indian hoop dancers. Friday includes livestock judging, buyer's appreciation meal, and the livestock auction beginning at 7 p.m. A dodgeball tournament is planned with dueling pianos live on the tennis courts Friday night. Saturday, the moto rodeo is back. The annual fair parade downtown begins at 6. Games and a pedal pull will follow with the Travis Gibson Band live Saturday night. For information, go online to WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or their Facebook page. The Washington County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th. Livestock weigh-in Friday afternoon. 4-H and open class entries accepted July 19th, 4 until 8 p.m., with a ranch rodeo Friday evening at 7. Judging begins Saturday. Activities include inflatables. Saturday evening, the figure eight race begins at 7. Unleash your inner superstar with open mic night on the fairground stage starting at 8. Anyone welcome to join the jam. Bring your talent. Sunday kicks off with a barnyard boogie, the car show on the grounds from 1 to 5. Inflatables set up again 5 until 9 with a fair parade on the square Sunday evening at 6. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a Battle of the Bands following at 7:30 Sunday, along with a pedal pull. Round Robins Monday evening with an outdoor movie at dark. Tuesday, the livestock auction follows the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe from 5 till 7:30. The public is welcome. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com. Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A K-State expert predicts net farm income will slightly increase on an individual basis in 2024. Conversely, the total percentage of producers with negative net farm income also looks to be rising. K-State Extension farm management economist Greg Ibendahl explains how grain prices impact net farm income.
Grain prices, you know, really haven't improved a whole lot. They're still down compared to what they have been from a couple of years ago. We're not going to see the big drop in inventory like we did in 2023. So just that fact alone, I think, will help the revenue side out. Now, we have looked at two really good years as far as getting crop insurance payments. I'm not sure we're going to have that bounce back again this year, because one thing with the crop insurance, we're not going to have that base for the grain prices to rely back on. So we're still going to probably have some crop insurance payments, but it's not going to be quite what it was last year.
Ibendahl shares how fertilizer sways a producer's net farm income.
I had a little bit of higher fertilizer prices last year, maybe a little bit of decrease this year, even though fertilizer for anhydrous is probably still in the $700 range. I think some of the fertilizer prices last year really reflected the really high prices we had in 2022. So even though I'm saying it's going to go down a little bit this year, it's still at a very high level. $700 anhydrous is really a lot higher than what it was. You know, you go back 5 and 10 years ago when anhydrous was probably more in the $400 range. So that's been a concern. I should also point out in my estimate, too, that when I do these estimates, I have to make some assumptions for yield. And, you know, in Kansas, it can be very dry at times. So basically right now, I have some idea what the wheat yield is going to be because we do have some numbers from the USDA about that, and it's probably going to be down a little bit. But for the rest of the crops, I'm assuming kind of normal yields.
He discusses the conflict between Russia and Ukraine influencing oil and diesel prices.
If you look at the oil price right now, it's, you know, it's probably in the upper $70 range. To me, they don't really have much factored in there for the Russian-Ukraine war here. You remember when the war first started, oil shot up to $130 per barrel because traders did think something was going to happen. But since then, you know, Russia's still been producing oil. They're probably either the leader or the second biggest oil exporter in the world. Maybe I think them and Saudi Arabia are pretty close. So they're really a big player in what happens with the oil market. So if something did happen with the Russian-Ukraine war, I think you would see oil jump up pretty quick. So far, it hasn't. I don't know if I quite share that optimism because if you've been following the news, you know, Ukraine's been kind of sending a lot of drone attacks at Russian oil refinery. It really hasn't affected things yet. That's certainly a worry.
That was Greg Ibendahl, K-State Extension farm management economist on net farm income's relationship with common inputs. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The eek factor may be high, but a garter snake in the garden is nothing to worry about. And it might be beneficial. We've got more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 9th, the 191st day of the year. Actor Jimmy Smits has a birthday, and Alexander Graham Bell formed the Bell Telephone Company on this day in 1877. Ever reach for a cucumber or squash in the garden, only to be startled by a snake slithering through the undergrowth? More often than not, it's a simple garter snake. While some parts of the country do have venomous snakes to beware of, the common garter snake is no threat to humans. Here's a few reassuring garter snake facts. They're quite shy and won't bite unless provoked. If you should be bitten, the worst you can expect is a slight swelling or rash. And best of all, garter snakes have a healthy appetite for slugs, cucumber beetles, squash bugs, oh, and mice, too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
7:32 from KNDY, another mild day today. Lower humidity levels, seasonal high temperatures in the upper 80s. Kind of a warm-up from then on into the weekend with downright hot and humid temperatures forecast Friday, Saturday into Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. One player from the Kansas City Royals says that he'll be playing some double time next week as Bobby Witt Jr. will be playing for both the Kansas City Royals and be partaking in the Home Run Derby for Major League Baseball's All-Star Game that's set to be in Texas next week. WIBW reports that Witt Jr. is on the American League All-Star team as a first-timer and will take part in the Home Run Derby. The shortstop for Kansas City grew up in Caldwell, Texas, just north of Arlington, right where the All-Star festivities are set to take place. The Home Run Derby is set to take place on Monday next week, July 15th, with the All-Star Game happening the following night on Tuesday. In Kansas City baseball, they did have the day off yesterday before now heading back on the road to Arizona to take on the Cardinals for the next two nights. Kansas City is coming off their three-game series in Colorado against the Rockies, where they went 1-3 in the series. After the Cardinals, they head out to Boston on the East Coast for a three-game series against the Red Sox.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
KNDY.